USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting a medical supply company in Pennsylvania last evening and again saying that the prior Obama administration left the cupboards bare. He also promoted a safe and gradual reopening of the United States and said that now that the worst is over, they're refilling the strategic national stockpile with critical supplies.
Now, as our country begins a safe and gradual reopening, we're launching a monumental effort to replenish and rebuild the strategic national stockpile.
The U.S. House is to vote today on a roughly $3 trillion Democratic bill that would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and another round of stimulus checks for Americans. However, the Senate's unlikely to take the bill up, and the president says he'd veto it if it reached his desk. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones. Are you about ready to climb the walls at the house because you're still under a stay-at-home order? Or maybe you're trying to figure out what to do with your free time when the lockdown finally ends? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic vessels of war. And you'll unlock new ships every week as you prepare to dominate the oceans. And every ship is accurate to the original, and every battle puts you in the middle of the action like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, new game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours every day. And get this, you can play for free. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM will get you started. Two cruisers, one American and one German. Just click on worldofwarships.com and remember, the invite code is BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. That's worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the Republican majority in that chamber is, in his words, pursuing baseless conspiracy theories by trying to look into the origins of the Russia probe against President Trump.
And Senate Republicans are diving headfirst into the muck, pursuing diversionary conspiracy theories.
Speaking on the U.S. Senate floor yesterday, the New York Democrats said it's just another attempt by President Trump to, in Schumer's words, slander his political opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, as Trump's conservative allies claim that former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was entrapped by the FBI under an Obama administration-launched plan. Meanwhile, former Obama administration National Security Advisor and U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice says she is humbled and honored to reportedly be among the women that Joe Biden is considering to be his running mate this November. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff. If that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.